This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Donna Collins-Lewis is in studio. She's been a three-term councilwoman and is now term limited from that job and is running for clerk of court of East Baton Rouge Parish. The incumbent, Doug Welborn, who is one of the most resilient of public officials, rarely seen in the media, but 28 years on the job, seven terms for Doug Welborn, who's survived a couple of life-challenging events on motorcycles. He's a tough guy, but he has never been challenged like he has this time, and the election is 3 weeks from Saturday. Donna Collins-Lewis is a Democrat in a Democratic parish as far as how voters generally cast their ballots parish-wide. And Doug Welborn is a Republican seeking an eighth term, eight terms for clerk of court. You're smiling, Donna Collins-Lewis.
Yes, I am smiling. Thank you this morning, Jim, for having me on your show. Really appreciate it. Just reflecting back on when we first met at the Dearman's Hamburger Place and how you encouraged me when I was first running for office, actually for the city council. And so for that, I'm deeply appreciative
that
this
was
morning.
12 years ago,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Donna Collins-Lewis has done very well on the parish council, and she is trying to, some would say, move a step up. This is a parish-wide office, clerk of court, and certainly we will endeavor to have Doug Welborn on the show. And he is a nice guy, fine fellow, but he's been at the dance a long time. Is that an issue?
Yes, I think it's an issue, Jim, at this point. He's been in office for 28 years, and sometimes when we're in office for that long, we lose sight of the vision for the office which we've been elected to. I believe I don't care what public office we serve. We should always be accountable. We should always be transparent. We should show up every day for the job that the public has elected us to do. And that's not been something that's been happening in the clerk's office from my viewpoint. I'm in the office, my council office often. I'm downtown often, and I rarely see Mr. Welborn in the office.
877-217-5757 is your number, and talk@talklouisiana.org is the email address. Now, Doug Welborn, he runs, according to some, an efficient office. Does he really have to be there?
I think any public elected official, if you're elected to office, you're supposed to show up for the job. I have a council seat. I show up for work. It's a part-time job, and I'm there probably more than part-time. We only make $1,000 a month. I'm accountable to my constituents. I'm always available by phone. I'm always out in the public. I serve on numerous boards. And so I'm a public elected official that shows up. I believe if you're elected to office, then you should be at work, at the desk, doing the job that people have elected you to do.
Well, he has a staff that's been with him for a long time, and a few years ago when he was running for re-election, during that campaign, after qualifying had already taken place, stories broke about use of public funds and lunches and that sort of thing, dinners. There were a lot of lunches and dinners on the public tab by Clerk of Court Doug Welborn, but some people believe that's just part of just doing business. Is that part of doing business?
I think it's a part of doing business if you're spending your own dollars with it. But when it comes to public dollars, I don't think every other day staff should be going out to have lunches at Strubies or Twin Peaks or all these other restaurants that they're going to. I go out to eat lunch. I buy my own lunch. I bring my lunch to work. And so if it's public dollars, you should not be spending public dollars going out, taking staff out to eat, saying that you're having meetings. If you're having meetings for the office, why are you not meeting at the office instead? Have people bring their lunch, do whatever is necessary, but not using taxpayer dollars or public funds to go out to eat.
I was on the air when that story broke. In fact, I think it broke on this program when he got investigated. There were no indictments. And he's such a nice fellow. I ran into him in a restaurant, Thai kitchen, at lunch, and he offered to buy my lunch.
Okay.
And I said, is this on you or the taxpayers? He says, it's on me, Jim. I said, okay, I'll take the lunch. And he bought my lunch at Thai kitchen. But Doug Welborn is a guy who, should we have term limits? Even if he is the greatest clerk of court in the history of the world, I may be preaching to the choir here, but seven terms is a long time in a job.
It's a long time. I don't know. The coroner, the tax assessor, the sheriff, and the clerk, no term limits. I'm not quite sure if I understand that. I believe in term limits. I would love to have run again on the city council, but because of term limits, I'm limited to three terms. That's something that I would really like to look into as far as the legislature goes to see if there can be measures put in place to term limit these different offices. I think 28 years, again, is a long time for one person to be in an elected position.
Well, term limits apply to the governor, who will be with us on Wednesday at 2 o'clock for the Ask the Governor show, and we are getting very close to the election, a month and, well, less than a month. It's October the 12th, 3 weeks from Saturday we'll be voting. But there are no term limits for lieutenant governor or attorney general or secretary of state or treasurer or ag commissioner or insurance commissioner. You can serve as long as you like, as long as the people keep putting you back in. And some people believe that that is term limits. The voters can run these people out of town if they want to. Why should we even have this kind of thing where it's mandated, like you on the council, you couldn't run for a fourth term if you wanted to?
No, I couldn't run for a fourth term if I wanted to. And I agree. I think if you're showing up for work, if you're doing a good job, and the citizens of this parish want to reelect you, then that's fine. But I think, again, there has to be some accountability. We've talked about some of the things that have gone on in the clerk's office, and these are things that have been documented, not only with the lunches, but some other expenses. The office has run deficits in certain years. Employees have been laid off as a result of that. There has been almost $800,000 since 2004 paid for rental of a warehouse facility. And those are the kind of things that I want to take a look at once elected to the clerk's office.
How much for this rental?
From 2004, I believe, until 2015, there was some documentation that almost $800,000 had been spent on rental of a warehouse facility.
Okay, well, the clerk of court is the record keeper. Is that where records are being kept?
That's supposedly where some records are being stored. The article was written, I believe, by Rebecca Allen that talked about they had went into some of the warehouses. A lot of the large warehouse space was not being used for records. It had a personal office for the clerk of court with a huge desk and furniture and a big screen television and other things that I'm wondering, why does the clerk need an office in a warehouse facility? He has an office downtown in the governmental building. He has an office and has had a branch office right here in the Corsi branch.
Well, this traffic is horrible down at
traffic Collins, is horrible. Please. I drive in it every day. I'm coming from the other part of the parish. I work right off of Corsi. You get up early enough and you get to work on time. So I don't see the reason why a clerk needs an office in a warehouse. If that's justifiable, then that's one thing that I want to look into. But if those are items and things that need to be eliminated from the clerk's office to address issues in terms of the deficit, those are things that I want to take a deep dive and look at.
Donna Collins-Lewis, three-term Democratic councilwoman from East Baton Rouge Parish, and Doug Welburn, seven-term Republican clerk of court, seeking re-election. The election is on the 12th day of October. And does party really matter? You're a Democrat in a Democratic parish. He's a Republican, but he's managed to win, albeit with what amounts to token opposition. What about party affiliation? Is that a factor?
Well, I'm sure party affiliation is a factor with voters always across the parish. But my hope and my goal and my prayer is that the support will come from people who want to see a change in the office, whether it be Democrat or Republican or independent voters. I'm looking to make changes in the clerk's office, and I believe that if that's what people want to see in the office, then they'll vote regardless of their party.
Well, hopefully we will hear from Doug Welburn. He is certainly invited to be on this show, and he has every opportunity. And this is a head-up race?
Yes, it is. It'll be over October.
Just the two of you. There will not be a runoff.
There will be no
runoff. Just the two of you.
That's correct.
And usually these kinds of jobs, if the incumbent's doing a reasonably good job, and for years, if he's been elected seven terms, most of the electorate believes Doug Welburn's doing a reasonably good job. He or she, they do not draw a formidable candidate, but Donna Collins-Lewis is obviously a formidable candidate.
Thank you for that, Jim.
Well, you're a three-term councilwoman. You're not a newcomer. Mike in Broadmoor. Mike, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes, I have been served by this lady in as a city council person, and she is vigorous. She gets things done. The lady in her office, Pam, you make a call, they're on it. I'm going to vote for her, and I thank you, Donna Collins-Lewis, for serving us for so long.
All right, Mike, have you ever had any dealings with Doug Welburn's office?
Yes, I have, and I've been served very well there also. I don't have a problem with Doug Welburn. I went in the office over there, I guess about a month or so ago, with some papers. I forget what it is, but boom, 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 in and out. Don't have a problem with him, but I'm going to vote for my city councilwoman.
All right. Are you a Democrat?
I'm an independent. I lean liberal.
All right. Well, This parish leans liberal. It has voted for Barack Obama twice, for Hillary Clinton, for Foster Campbell over John Neely Kennedy. I voted for Mary Landrieu over Bill Cassidy in his home parish. So this is a Democratic stronghold when there is a strong Democratic candidate. But these kinds of races, you're not spending the kind of money that Beverly Brooks Thompson and Steve Carter and Franklin Foyle are.
I wish I had that kind of money. Yes.
Yeah, so how do you get the message out that you're even on the ballot?
Well, here's
other than being on this show.
Here's one, again, here's one way of being on the show. But we've been out. I know it's impossible to walk the parish. We've been walking. We've been knocking on doors. We've been making phone calls. We've been going to forums. We've been having meetings. We've been showing up everywhere in the public that we've been invited. And to date, I've not seen my opponent at any of the forums that I've attended to date.
Well, he's an incumbent, and lots of times incumbents don't go to forums because they believe that it's fraught with danger. But Donna Collins-Lewis is taking it to Doug Welborn in hopes of unseating him. We'll talk more if you'd like to join the conversation. 877-217-5757. Back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. A bit more time with Donna Collins-Lewis, councilwoman from East Baton Rouge Parish. Three terms in that office. And she is running for clerk of court, challenging Doug Welborn. This is the chief records keeper in East Baton Rouge Parish. And when you register to vote, get a passport, all that, you got to go to the clerk of court. And Donna Collins-Lewis is stating that Doug Welborn has stayed 28 years and it might be time for a new face. What do you think? And this is certainly an election of contrast. Donna Collins-Lewis is an African-American female Democrat. Doug Welborn is a white male Republican. 877-217-5757. And you've dealt with this on the council, the East Baton Rouge Parish Council, for several years, the same kind of division. And even though, as I stated, East Baton Rouge Parish is by numbers a Democratic parish, on the council it's controlled by Republicans. How does that happen?
That's a good question, Jim. We're still looking at the demographics, especially with the census coming up in 2020 and redrawing those lines to make it more comparable with the way that our parish is made up. So hopefully within the next 4 years or so, those demographics are going to shift the lines of the council. Before I was elected to the council, there had never been an African-American to be elected in the seat for District 6. So I actually made history by running for and winning that seat on the Metropolitan Council. And even though the council does have a Republican weight to it, I work well with my constituents. As a matter of fact, my colleague Chandler Loop has endorsed me in this race. I have the support of some of my other colleagues also on the city council. And no matter what the race or party is, for me, I'm going to always try to work with my colleagues to make change for the betterment of the people of this parish and not so much as a personal issue.
All right. Chandler Loop is a white male Republican,
yes,
too.
Yes.
So that is a significant endorsement that you say you have. Now, a listener asks, Tracy at the Capitol, is the mayor backing you in your endeavor?
The mayor has been a long-term friend and a supporter. No public endorsements, but I have had conversations with the mayor, and she's very encouraging in the race.
877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org for Donna Collins-Lewis trying to unseat Doug Welborn. Now, as mentioned, Baton Rouge went twice for Obama. It went for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. This parish, which is where the election is being held, East Baton Rouge Parish, it went for Foster Campbell over John Kennedy. It went for Mary Landrieu over Bill Cassidy. It went for John Bel Edwards. Did you know, folks, John Bel Edwards, think about this. In 2015, he got 68% of the votes in his runoff with David Vitter in East Baton Rouge Parish. 68% for John Bel Edwards.
Yes.
So why do Democrats have trouble winning the down-ballot races?
I think it's going to be a shift this year. I think down-ballot race will be me for clerk of court. I'm believing that voters really do want to see a change in the clerk's office. I'm believing that they're going to vote for me on October the 12th. And again, it's not so much as about party. I know our parish has shifted. It is predominantly Democratic. But I'm looking for not only Democratic voters, but again, cross-voters who want to see a change and a shift in the office.
What does the clerk of court do other than the records I just mentioned?
Yeah,
it's a big office.
Yes,
a lot. How many employees?
Probably, last I checked, it was probably 160 employees.
160 employees.
Yes, it is 160 employees.
You
so
can,
he's
you pay a lot of favors in that job, right?
I don't know about about paying favors. Now, I'm not so much as playing favors. I believe if people come to work and show up every day and do their jobs, there's no problem with me in the office. I want to make sure that the employees that are in that office are valued and that they are respected. I know some of them have been there for a while. There was also articles that talked about some people being forced out of office, being forced to retire because of age or because of deficits in the budget. So those are the other articles that have come out in terms of information with the clerk's office. There's also been articles that have come out about asking for birthday presents and for Christmas gifts for the clerk's office, and I know that those things have been denied. For me, I know that doing ethics training, we've been taught you can't even take a gift from a person. You can't even eat. I was told one time you can't even eat an orange that someone gives you unless you eat it in their presence. And so some of these things do test the issue of ethics, some of the things that have been noted in the clerk's office.
Well, as I've stated, what are the primary duties, though, as you
see? The clerk is the official record keeper for the parish, all court records and other related documents, marriage license, birth certificates. Mm-hmm. He is the official custodian of voting machines. He trains the commissioners for our parish. And so it's a wide variety of services that are offered by the clerk's office.
One of their main offices used to be in the building where we're doing this show, right upstairs. And those people were always very cordial and efficient, and I enjoyed the association. And of course, that was during the tenure of Doug Welborn. And remember Mike Cannon?
I actually worked under Mike Cannon at the clerk's office.
So you have some experience in the office.
I do have some. I worked in the election department with Rosemary Cannon when I worked at the clerk's office for several years.
And he was a controversial guy.
Yes, he was. He was a controversial guy. He ended up being controversial.
Yeah,
also.
He ended up going to jail. But
yes.
Doug has managed to stay out of jail.
He's managed.
But as you know, when you're a public official, people are gunning at you, and sometimes you do things that maybe are well-intentioned, but in the case of Mike Cannon, he went beyond the line and went to prison. But my guess is that you're promising an efficient office, but how do you and an ethical office? How do you ensure that that happens?
Well, again, I think you assure that happens by showing up to work every day. You don't leave the running of the office to just the staff. If I'm the clerk, then I'm accountable for everything that happens in that office. I can say that it was disgruntled employees complaining about things that happened in the media, but if I'm at the watch every day, I'm going to be there checking to see if things are in place, if there are policies and procedures in place. The audit showed for a clerk that's been in office that there were no policies and procedures in place in some departments. There was no cross-check of money being left accounted for during the day. Those kinds of things should not happen in the office. I'm going to be looking at the financials. I look at the budget for the city parish on an ongoing basis. Even though we don't have direct oversight for the budget as a council people, for the clerk, I will have direct oversight. We'll get reports every month to make sure that we are meeting projections, that we are staying in line with our spending on the projected budget. So I'm going to be at the watch. I'm going to be at the helm. I'm going to be at work every day, and I'm going to be accountable for whatever goes on in that office.
All right. Another listener, Tom on Blue Bonnet, says, how will the village of St. George affect the clerk of court's office if that village happens?
Well, even if it happens, it's still a part of the parish. It will still be a part of the parish.
You'll have some more record keeping.
I'll have some more record keeping, but it was St. George, if it passes, will still be a part of East Baton Rouge Parish.
What do you think about that whole effort?
I don't really have a lot of thoughts on it. I look at what's happening. I just want people to be informed and educated before they go out there and make a decision to vote. There's been a lot of controversy around the St. George issue in terms of things being said about taxes and the tax base, whether they'll be able to support or not support. I want voters to be informed and educated when they make that decision.
Do you think it should have been a parish-wide vote?
I'm not sure if it should have been a parish-wide vote, but again, the way our parish is made up, we do have Central, Zachary, and Baker that vote for everything that is a part of East Baton Rouge Parish, so maybe it should have been a parish vote.
Well, it's too late now.
Yes, it
why,
is.
Why was that not done on the front end rather than the back end?
Well, that was the way that the people in St. George wanted it to happen. They wanted it only to be drawn out, and they only wanted the residents.
Well, of course, they're looking for a favorable electorate, and the village of St. George did vote for Donald Trump in the president. So it's not reflective of the parish as a whole.
As a whole, yes.
And we see this with our congressional district.
Yes.
You know, Garrett Graves' district has been carved up. It's not the same district Richard Baker had. North Baton Rouge is now represented by the congressman from New Orleans, figure. And I wonder why. You know why.
Tell me why, Jim.
Well, you know why. It's because it's designed to get as many black Democrats out of the district as possible to ensure that Garrett Graves or whichever Republican has that seat from now until the end of time. That's what it's all about.
Until the end of time is right, yes.
But Baton Rouge has almost enough people to have a congressional district of its own,
yes,
just in the mm-hmm. parish borders. So why don't we do that rather than have these weird districts that go from New Orleans all the way up a little sliver that's contiguous mm-hmm. but barely into North Baton Rouge?
Again, strategic.
I don't see Cedric Richmond, who's a good man. I don't see him in North Baton Rouge a whole lot.
Okay, I'm going to not speak to that one. He's my congressman. So
he's a good guy.
And he's a good guy.
Now busy with the vice president. He's chair of the Joe Biden for President campaign.
Yes.
Meaning that if Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States, who knows? I suspect Cedric Richmond may very well end up in his cabinet.
Yeah, 877-217-5757.
A listener says he should put him on the ticket. Biden-Richmond. You heard it here first.
Oh, wow.
Talk at talklouisiana.org. Few more minutes with Donna Collins Lewis, and we'll be back after this timeout for the news with Karen Henderson on WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. Talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address. A few more minutes with Donna Collins Lewis, three-term councilwoman, seeking the office of clerk of court held by seven-term Republican Doug Welborn. And as noted, this is a Democratic stronghold in East Baton Rouge Parish, noted by John Bell Edwards receiving 68% against David Bruce Vitter in the 2015 governor's election, beat him 68-32 in East Baton Rouge Parish. But yet there are several Republicans who were representatives of the government of East Baton Rouge Parish. The sheriff, Sid Gautreaux, up for re-election as a Republican, former Democrat. Ronnie Whitfield, a Democratic candidate for coroners, he's going against Bo Clark. I suspect you've seen him out on the campaign
yes,
trail.
Yes, I've seen him out there.
So there's some competitive races, and yes. People ask about turnout. Turnout has to be a factor.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're not expecting a real large turnout on the 12th of October.
Well, I'm hoping for a good turnout. We're pushing early voting, just in case. We want to be sure that people go out and early vote so that everybody's vote is counted. We're hoping also for a good turnout on Election Day. So we're pushing in both areas.
877-217-5757, Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, you're on with Donna Collins Lewis. Good morning, Phil. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wonder how that shakes out in terms of the population in New Orleans of Democratic voters and Republican voters. I know when I was living there, it was a very liberal city, and I also agree that a lot more people should be involved and allowed to vote on the St. George issue. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Another listener, Donna Collins Lewis, asked about the tolerance ordinance, saying that you were not a backer. Is that a factor
Which
in this?
Tolerance ordinance?
The tolerance ordinance that would have stopped discrimination against people of all kinds, including gay people.
Oh, no, that was something I supported. As a matter of fact, really.
You were actually a supporter.
A supporter,
okay.
Actually still working with an organization.
Some of your colleagues, though, Tara Wicker in particular.
Was the one that did not,
And of course, Denise Marcel switched, but you were a supporter.
I was
Let's
a supporter.
Get right
still in. Working with a group to actually still get an ordinance passed through the city council. So that's something I'm still working on with the group.
Well, that's something that is near and dear to a lot of people.
I know it is.
Passionate on both sides.
Yes.
And I read a caller's question, and it was a mistake, and I'm glad you corrected it. Donna Collins Lewis has been a supporter of the tolerance ordinance. That's coming back up, though.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we tried to bring it back up a couple of months ago. There's been a lot of talking with attorneys to make sure that we have the language right in it. But there is a group, again, that I've been meeting with on a consistent basis. Some of my other colleagues were in support of this ordinance. So we're still tweaking the language to make sure that we're not violating any laws in terms of what we're doing and how we're putting it out there. So definitely a support. I've always been a supporter of people, period. I don't think that anybody deserved to be discriminated against, no matter what.
And I do want to stress again, Donna Collins Lewis was a supporter, and that's been up more than once before the
It
council,
has been up more than
know.
Once. Yes, it has.
And it's interesting because on this issue, there are some people on Democrats who were against it, I mentioned, and Chandler Loop was actually for it, as was John Delgado, and they were Republicans.
Yes.
877-217-5757. Evelina on Florida. You're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning.
I just wondered if you have a comment. Last time that Doug Welborn was elected, there was an expose about all kinds of goings on in the clerk of court's office and money, et cetera, et cetera. It came out, as I remember, right after he had been elected. I haven't heard anything about that since.
All right. It actually happened during the campaign, but it was after qualifying, and Sarah Holliday ran against him.
Yes.
Got a lot of votes, but Doug Welborn was reelected, and there was an investigation, and there was no indictment. Doug was cleared on any criminal activity, but based on what you're telling us, Donna Collins-Lewis, you say that it may not be criminal, but you have some fault with what the office is doing.
Correct, yes. Again, no criminal charges were filed, but still misuse, in my opinion, of public dollars in terms of going out to eat, spending money on warehouse facilities, spending money on conferences, just a lot of things that probably should not have been used for taxpayer dollars, should not have been used for.
Well, are you going to clean house? If you've got 160 employees, some of them go back, I'm sure, to even before Doug Welborn was there, and he's been there on the job 28 years. Are you going to just clean house?
That is definitely not my intention, Jim. I know that there are some hardworking individuals at the clerk's office who have been there for a long time. And again, my job or my goal is to go in the first 6 months, take a team in with me, look at the clerk's office, do an in-depth look at the clerk's office, do an evaluation. Some of the report also things that were shown in the audit, that some employees were not even receiving evaluations, employee evaluations. That's something that I will definitely correct. But it's not my intention to go in and clean house. If you are a loyal, valuable employee, it would be really insane for me to go in and clean house. So, I want to go into that office and make sure that people are respected, that they're valued, and make sure that people are compensated for the work that they do every day.
And I would imagine, though, the key positions, like chief of staff, you would bring in your own chief of staff.
I would definitely bring in my own chief of staff.
877-217-5757. And we will reach out to Doug Welborn, as we have in the past, and hopefully he will be on this show. And as stated, I think everybody who knows Doug Welborn likes him. And some people, of course, are supportive of him. And that's why he's won seven times. And he had a history in politics even before he became clerk of court.
Yes, he's coming from the same place to the clerk's office that I will be coming from. That's from the city council.
That's right. 877-217-5757, Patrick in Inniswald Estates. Hi, Patrick. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi. You're for this tolerance resolution. Is there an example where someone in Baton Rouge hasn't been tolerant to other people in Baton Rouge? I mean, is there really an example of discrimination going on in this city, or is it just kind of make-believe and kind of a way to make a boogeyman so you could kind of attack it and look like the good person?
All right. I think there's definitely a case in which people are intolerant and discriminatory, and sometimes it happens in government. But Donna Collins-Lewis was asked the question. But, Patrick, you're a man of your opinion. Glad you're expressing them. And, Donna, would you respond?
Well, I agree with you, Jim. There have been cases where people have been discriminated against. Again, it's not so much for me about their values. It's about just people being treated fairly, no matter what their religious or what their background or what their values are in life. I just don't believe that anybody should be discriminated against. I don't think they're crying wolf. I think that these are really legitimate people who have been hurt by government and other entities in this parish and in this state.
But as mentioned, this is one that cuts across party lines.
Yes.
And there are people in the black community who don't want this, and there are people in the white community who do want it.
Yes.
And usually on the council, as you know, mm-hmm. it's seven Republicans voting one way, five Democrats voting the other, almost every contentious vote. But this is not the case.
Yes.
That is a good thing, but some people say this is long overdue. Mm-hmm. Joe Trago left town because of it. He says most people don't have tolerance resolutions, they have tolerance laws, and
right.
we almost passed a law.
We almost did.
But it did not happen mm-hmm. in the year. Actually, almost. I think there were four votes. That's
yes.
not almost. But no. there was great passion for it.
Oh, there
Long
was.
Long hearing.
Mm-hmm. Great
and some
debate.
People felt that that hearing was an embarrassment to the parish of East Baton Rouge.
I don't think it was an embarrassment. I think it gave the public the opportunity to come out and speak and show their concern and their passion, and voice their passion about the issue. So I never think a long meeting on top such as that are a waste for the community or an embarrassment.
And Reginald Pitcher, as we know, had an epiphany right
yes.
there. He was against it, a black pastor, and then he became for it. Mm-hmm. But some of the, he's a nice man, but Dr. DeLilly, when he went before the council and started talking about very personal aspects of anatomy. I thought that was a bit much.
That was a little bit much.
But. You know, I was there, and I was watching Chandler Loop, who was chairing, and it looked to me like he was about to gavel him down, and Delgado grabbed his arm, and I think I heard John say, "Don't stop him. He's helping our side."
Again, it's a public hearing, and people come out and say some things. Sometimes it's like, okay, but that's their responsibility and their civic responsibility and duty.
Well, you're leaving the council, so yes. You have any thoughts about your successor?
Some thoughts about it. I'll share that at a later date.
Okay. Yes. Well, the council will soon have a very new look, and
yes, it will.
And because of that, votes can change.
Yes.
And this is one of those issues where people always look and see, well, maybe the new composition will help, but you're a pro vote that could end up being not pro. So, on the tolerance resolutions,
I'm hoping that whoever comes behind me will not necessarily take up everything that I've fought for, but would have their own mm-hmm. opinion, and will support that.
But both Loop and Marcel had epiphanies and changed their mind, like Reverend Pitcher. They mm-hmm. were originally against it and then ultimately became for it, and that's indicative of the fact that sometimes people do listen.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's a matter of not being discriminatory against people, no matter what.
Is St. George going to pass?
We will see on October the 12th. November. Is it the November ballot?
No, it's on your ballot.
It's on my ballot.
It's on your ballot.
So we'll see on October the 12th.
Yeah, so the people in St. George, if it becomes St. George, will also be voting in your race.
Yes, they will.
And that.
So I'm hoping for their support also.
Yeah, but it's going to be an interesting world, and one that will involve activity from the clerk of court's office.
It will. You know, the continuation of our parish being separated or chipped apart or divided, will we even have a city of Baton Rouge anymore? Or will we just have separate cities around the parish?
Well, coming next, we're going to visit with Megan Toohey, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Her book is She Said, Breaking the Sexual Harassment Story That Helped Ignite a Movement. And it's about the Harvey Weinstein story. She and her collaborator, Jody Cantor of the New York Times, broke this story, and it is a fascinating ride. There are new allegations today against Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court Justice, and we'll talk about that as well. But also, of course, it was a football weekend. LSU and Southern won, and the Tigers of LSU opened their SEC season at Vanderbilt this Saturday, 21-point favorites over the Commodores, and LSU is ranked fourth in one poll, fifth in another. The Saints lost yesterday 27-9 to the Rams in Los Angeles at the Coliseum, and it was a bad day all the way around. Drew Brees is hurt, has ligament damage to his right thumb. He could be out for a while. And Tom Brady is nipping at his heels, 3,726 yards away from surpassing Brees as the most prolific passer in the history of the National Football League. Back with Megan Toohey after this quick timeout on Talk Louisiana.